Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. We're coming to you today from Melbourne, Australia, but here we have today Helen Ivesevich. Helen has one of the most remarkable stories of being translated out of darkness into light. She was really into darkness, into the drug scene in the 60s. Actually, she was a mental case. She was in a mental hospital. I think when you got born again, you were out on a day pass. Your sister-in-law had gotten you out on a day pass.
Yep.
She was with Hell's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister took her to church.
Yes.
When she was in this church, it was a small church, only 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor's name were?
Irma and Lamar Dole.
Irma and Lamar Dole. Lamar was 72. It was a small church, so he could see that you needed the Lord. And he walked up to her to lay hands on her, and she thought the only time a man had ever raised his hand, he'd beaten her. So she punches out the pastor.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And 72-year-old Lamar goes to the floor. But he gets up and loves you.
Yes.
With the love of God. On the second trip, he prophesied to you.
Yes, he did.
To the church.
Yes.
And he prophesied God's, what was going to happen in your life. Imagine him having the faith to stand up there and prophesy good things to you, the way you looked and the way you behaved.
Yes.
And, but he did.
Yes, he did.
And then we talked about how you got born again. What mm-hmm. was the statement you made to the Lord? He spoke to you that he loved you.
Yeah, I said, if you like me, I like you, man.
Yeah, that's how she got born again. God told her he loved her. And she said, if you like me, I like you. And got born again on that.
Yes.
Born again.
Yes.
Then, Helen, how did life progress after that?
Well, you know, I became a student of reading the scriptures. Of course, I could only borrow the Bible on Sundays, and it was King James. And I don't know that I comprehended much, but I actually thought I did. So I was reading Bible, but no idea what it meant. But, you know, God really does take his word.
There's power in the words.
Absolutely. So I would, you know, kind of read the scriptures and I'd go to church. And he said he loved me the way I was. And I kind of wanted to make sure he really did. So there was a few months right after my conversion that anyone who saw me from the outside would never have known what God was doing on the inside. Now, Irma and Lamar Dole had graduated from Amy Simple McPherson School in Southern California. And Brother Lamar traveled with Rex Humbard and O.L. Jaggers in the old times. And they tell stories about Pentecost that kind of, you know, piqued my interest. And they told me that I needed to be water baptized and I needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I didn't have any Pentecostal experience whatsoever. There was an older man in the church who told me that he'd only spoken in tongues once in his life. So that sat with me like, okay, this is going to happen. And I kind of remind you a little bit of Chip Brim. We both go for the Guinness World Book of Records on things. Like, what's the record for the longest single tongue-talking experience in mankind? Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, I have an addictive personality. And that addictive personality became a godly trait. You know, your strengths and your weaknesses are whoever is the God in control of them.
Mm-hmm.
And my addiction in the negative destroyed me, but my desire for God and, mm-hmm. and Him being my life became a strength on the other side.
Mm-hmm. A passion, Chip would call it.
A passion.
Mm-hmm.
And so they prepared me for the water baptism and the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and I'm reading a book, and it told me, you know, you need to hold on, you need to let go, you need to whisper, you need to shout. And so I'm going, okay, I need to hold on, let go, whisper, and shout. I'd never been at a baptism. I'd never seen anybody immerse. And when Brother Dole, you know, dunked me under the water, and I came up.
What was it, in a river, a stream?
No, we borrowed a Baptist church.
Okay.
And we had the baptismal, and I went down and came up, and I didn't come up speaking in tongues, and I thought, you know what? This man did it wrong.
Ah, he baptized you wrong.
Yeah, it's got to be wrong because according to the book, I should, you know, I don't know anything. So I'm walking out of the water. I have an attitude. I have a very bad attitude. I thought that guy did it wrong. And now I'm never, ever going to have the experience. And I walk in the back room and I'm getting my clothes on for the rest of the meeting. And all of a sudden, the word started flowing out of my mouth in tongues. Well, now I'm afraid to stop because I think you go once, stop. So I go and sit down in the front row and he's preaching and I'm talking in tongues and laughing. from my very innermost being. Now, I'm not stopping because if I stop, this is it. So he's preaching and I'm talking in tongues and I'm laughing and talking. I had a pocket full of amphetamines because I thought, you know, I'm going to have to stay up for a few nights here. I had some illegal drugs and I was ready. I'm going to take some more drugs and just stimulate myself and keep talking in tongues. At the end of that baptismal service, I actually was in a place where I was alone when I went home. And I talked in tongues for 3 days and three nights. Non-stop.
No English.
No English. And by the time I was done, Billy, I was delivered Ooh. From drug addiction.
Ah.
I never touched alcohol and imbibed, smoked cigarettes, and I've never had illicit sex again. In 3 days of talking in the Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah. The power of God.
You know, there's a little bit of that part of me that when I see people getting filled with the Spirit, I'm not sure they understand that there's a lot more going on than just the utterance part of it. That it's a working in as well as an utterance out.
Yes.
And often when you don't know how to pray for yourself, which is biblical. See, I didn't know enough Bible to know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I had enough obedience to the Holy Ghost to do some things ignorant that benefited me in the long run.
You followed the Spirit, really.
Yes.
He led you.
He led me to things I didn't know. And I started praying in tongues. And the Spirit of God is washing me on the inside. And I'm praying out and He's cleansing my mind. And the day I got saved, He called me to be an evangelist. And I can remember walking around going, me, evangelist. And people would look at me like, you can't even put a sentence together. And you're called to be an evangelist. I didn't even know what the word was or where to find it. I'll never forget asking Sister Irma Dole what a gavangelist was.
A gavangelist.
Yes, because I didn't have the word right. And I said, what's a gavangelist? And she opened to the book of Ephesians, and I was awestruck that anybody could find something in that Bible. I thought, she knows everything.
Oh.
My goodness, this woman knows everything. And so she read to me. And what had happened, which was so wonderful, is before in my youth, I didn't understand why I was born. And when you lack an understanding of your destiny and your purpose on the earth, when it comes to the decisions in your life, you don't understand that God's got something He set before you. And I did not know that there was a purpose for my existence. I didn't know God had a plan for my life. And when He said, I've called you to be an evangelist, I had a reason to have ever been born.
You had a reason for living just
yes.
because you had a call.
I had a call.
And we all do.
See, God knew who I was. I didn't know who He was, but He knew who I was.
Oh, yes.
And He said, I've called you to be an evangelist. I couldn't even talk, Billy. And yet I'd walk around and I'd go, me, the evangelist. And then I think I'm going to Israel. And, you know, just the childlikeness of knowing that there were things coming in my destiny. And I began to move towards believing that those things had come to pass. The first time I ever stood up to minister the word of God, there were 250 people court-ordered in a government-run substance abuse class in East Palo Alto, which is a gang center of San Jose area. And I walked into the facility to do an hour in the evening, and I'd never even given my testimony in church. I have people that are not saved. They're not praying that God's going to use me in a mighty way. I don't have a worship song to help me out. I'm out on the curb. I actually volunteered. I said, Lord, if you want to take me home now, that would be okay. I said, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. And my heart's pounding. And I walk up to the pulpit, you know, and I'm kind of rebuking the devil. And I have no saliva. And I'm thinking I'm never going to be able to open my mouth. And for people who have a fear of public speaking, they can probably at least talk, even on a telephone. I couldn't even communicate in sentences yet. I walked up there and I touched that pulpit and I turned into the most anointed woman The anointing of God came on me. It reminds me a little bit of how they used to put Smith Wigglesworth up in
right,
a platform.
Right, right, to show.
To mm-hmm. show that the anointing can take an uneducated man and give him fluency of speech and elegance in the way he presented himself. And I loved his boldness in the Holy Ghost. He was still gruff. Mm-hmm. You're still you, but you're a better version of you because of the Spirit of the living God. And I gave my testimony, and I thought, this is why I was born.
Praise the Lord. Did anybody in any way, in the group there, did they respond?
Well, it was a government program, and it was recorded, and it went across the nation.
Ah.
So I did give an invitation. I did talk about Jesus Christ unashamedly as far as being able to see if there were fruit on the night. That wasn't possible because the government
sure.
doesn't allow that.
Now, Helen, you got to Rhema somehow.
Yes, I did. I met a man by the name of Pastor Dick Burnell. Dick and Carla Burnell graduated in 1980, mm-hmm. exactly in 80. Mm-hmm. And we started a church now known as Jubilee Christian Center in the fall. And I realized that what I knew about God was pretty nominal. Mm-hmm. And he knew about blood covenant. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he could teach it well at the time. He taught us a quarter of Rhema every service. And we'd just sit there and look at him. He's just fresh out of Bible school. I said, well, I want to know that. Now, I'd read one book, The Authority of the Believer. I have to say I really didn't understand any of it. By Kenneth E. Hagin. And I arrived at orientation in 1981. And the first time I ever heard or saw Dr. Hagin was when he walked out when we had our orientation communion service. And I'll never forget it because we had the communion elements. And Jesus Christ stood in front of me. Mm-hmm. And when he did, he put his hand in my hand, which, you know, again, I'm holding elements, so it's just not possible to have mm-hmm. been in the natural. He put his hand in my hand, and he looked at me, and he said, forget everything, and let me teach you step by step, and we'll do it together. So when I attended Rhema, although I'd been a Christian and even in ministry for a little while, I decided that I was going to yield to hearing the foundational truths,
yes.
step by step. And we had Faith Library.
Yes.
And Dad Hagin would come in, and, you know, we were so privileged that three times a week he would come and teach the fundamentals of the Scripture and
yes.
the authority of the believer. And that
praise the Lord, and that helped you to become, right now, a missionary, an evangelist.
Yes.
Probably hundreds and hundreds of souls have come to the Lord because he worked through you. And if you want to help Helen Ivisovich be a missionary to Australia, you could send her an offering, and it's tax deductible.
Yes, it is.
To HIM Ministries, Box 2100, Sunnyvale, California, 94087. Now, we're offering her testimony, which you're going to want on CD. You want it for your young people.
Yes.
You want it for yourself. And you can get that from us right here at Prayer Mountain. Just call us at 417-336-4877. Ask for Helen's testimony on CD. And I believe, what are we, is that $5?
Yes.
$5. And you can also go online, order it online. You can call us at 417-336-4877. Ask for Helen's, I don't know if you're going to remember, Ivisovich, but Helen's testimony. Shalom, shalom.